mentioned a number of times that for the sake of the Chol HaMoed, for the Tzarchei HaMoed, all malacha is permissible. If one wants to do malacha, one wants to drive, one wants to do different types of malachas, which would normally be forbidden on Shabbos and Yontiv, it would be allowed if one is doing it for Tzorchei HaMoed, for the benefit, for the enjoyment of either Chol HaMoed or for Yontiv. However, there are a couple of exceptions, which we'll begin today and have to speak over the next couple of days. One of them is getting a haircut or shaving. Even though at first glance, it's Tzorchei HaMoed. One wants to shave, one wants to get a haircut to look better for Chol HaMoed, to look better for Yontiv. However, the rabbis, Chazal, were very worried that if one were to be allowed to shave or to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed or on Yontiv, one would be lax and not take care of it before Yontiv, and one would therefore go into Yontiv looking unkempt, looking not so clean, and therefore, because of that, the rabbis, Chazal, made a rule that even though it is Tzorchei HaMoed, one wants to shave and get a haircut for the sake of Chol HaMoed, one cannot do it on Chol HaMoed in order to encourage everyone to take care of it going into Yontif. This applies to men and to women. To men and to women, both of them cannot get a haircut. However, shaving purposes, the poskim are much more makil by women. And for by woman, the only Isser is really going to be getting a haircut. For men, it will be getting a haircut or shaving. Now, Chazal, the rabbis, did put a few exceptions, some which are more practical, some which are less practical. One which is very practical is if one is worried that he or she will lose their job, let's say for a woman not getting a haircut, or for a man not shaving or getting a haircut. So Chazal did not put their prohibition there. They were not strict by what we call a Dover HaAved, and therefore, if one is really worried that because of his appearance, because of his unkempt look, they're going to lose their job, it's mutter to shave and get a haircut. Another one, which unfortunately is very relevant this year, is if one comes out of captivity, or one is in the army, and they come back on Chol HaMoed without any chance to have done it before Yontiv, so Chazal were lenient. Everyone knows that they had no chance, they couldn't do it before Yontiv, they had no time, they had no opportunity, and therefore those are two of the few exceptions where one would be allowed to shave and get a haircut, but the general rule is that even though it's Tzorchei HaMoed, one should not get a haircut, one should not shave on Chol HaMoed. Have a great day.